Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Life will be getting easier in a couple of the city's virus red zones. These are in Queens, but it could be getting harder in Brooklyn's red zones, as Glenn Chuck reports this morning from Forest Hills. Glenn?
And Lee, good morning. You know, I guess this is a good news, bad news type of situation here. While restrictions in parts of Brooklyn's red zone are actually being intensified in some places to make sure they finally ease these numbers, in Ozone Park and Queens, they're also added to that red zone. There is some positive news here, as what the governor is calling micro clusters as part of his new design plan. It means areas like where I am here, Forest Hills and Kew Gardens, the restrictions will ease. Businesses, the non-essential ones, can reopen, and schools can get some classrooms open on Monday as well. Now, Maren Rubino owns Martha's Bakery here in Forest Hills and spoke with Channel 7.
We can only operate at 25%, which is okay. You know, that's still about 14 guests. So I'm looking forward to having my waitresses back. I'm looking forward to having my busboys. I'm looking forward to having customers inside my store dining.
So back in business they are. Now, the governor explains how these red zones leak and at some point have their constraints eased.
Are the hospitalization numbers going up or down? Where are they? Where are the cases coming from in that community? Is there a congregate facility that is starting the spread?
Now, 3% positivity rate is going to be the line here where goes under that, then the red zones will be eased. And in fact, Andrew Cuomo says these cluster zone maps will now be reassessed, Lee, every 10 days. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Forest Hills.
A lawsuit's been filed against the City Department of Education demanding that New York City public schools be open for full-time in-person instruction for those students who wish it. In a class action suit led by City Councilman Joseph Borelli of Staten Island, the claim is that students are being deprived of their constitutional rights to a proper education and that current learning models being offered don't meet state requirements for public education. Borelli notes that other large districts like Dallas and Miami-Dade have managed to return students to full-time in-classroom instruction while dealing with many of the same COVID complications as New York. The governor of New Jersey is in coronavirus quarantine this morning. Apparently, this all started with a visit to a bar in Hoboken, as John Montone's here to tell us this morning. John?
Ellie, the Pilsner House and Beer Garden Saturday night is where the governor and his wife spent some time. Also there was one of the governor's senior staffers who has since tested positive, which Phil Murphy learned about yesterday at this appearance in Camden.
I will now, unfortunately, have to take myself off the field. I can't ask President Trump not to come to Bedminster and do a fundraiser and have me sit here. I have no symptoms. Again, I tested negative on Monday, but I got to go take myself at least off the field and get tested again today.
Which he did, and he remains negative, but after having a cancerous tumor removed from a kidney, Murphy will play it safe and self-quarantine. The governor will no doubt keep an eye on the numbers. He says the virus is surging. Another day, another 1,000 or more new COVID cases in this state. John Montone, 1010 Winds in New Jersey.
Mayor de Blasio has apologized to Orthodox Jews in Brooklyn and Queens, but Governor Cuomo says he feels no need to do the same. Asked about this by the New York Post, the governor said, "I'm sorry that they are disrupted. Their religious ceremonies are disrupted. How many people they can have at a synagogue is disrupted. How many people they can have at a wedding is disrupted, and the operation of their schools is disrupted. I'm sorry for that. In the same way, I'm sorry to the Catholic community and the Muslim community and to all New Yorkers." Assemblyman Simcha Eichenstein of Brooklyn, a Democrat like Cuomo, says the governor should apologize for turning this into an Orthodox Jewish problem and for saying we never wanted to comply. He says that's divisive language. He also objects to Cuomo referring to the Orthodox community as politically powerful. There was a road rage incident last Sunday morning in Park Slope. Jose Celis had nothing to do with it, but he wound up getting shot in the head and he died 2 days later. Celis was 58 years old. His brother says he was just walking down the street at 4th Avenue and Pacific when he was hit. Cops are looking for the killer, who was driving a gray Kia SUV. They did find the Kia abandoned at the Wyckoff houses. More gunfire overnight in Brooklyn and the Bronx, and it was deadly. A 28-year-old man was gunned down on Herkimer Street in Bed-Stuy around 9:30 last night. He was rushed to Kings County, but they couldn't save him. About an hour later, at least three people opened fire from a BMW at a crowd on Hawthorne Street and Nostrand Avenue. Six people were hit. One of them, a 23-year-old man, was killed. An hour after that, in the Bronx, a 23-year-old man was standing on Anderson Avenue in Highbridge when a drive-by shooter got him. He died at Lincoln Hospital. No arrests reported in any of those shootings. Rudy Giuliani's in the latest Borat movie. He thought he was being interviewed about the Trump administration's COVID-19 response by an attractive young reporter who invited him into a hotel room. Rudy is seen lying on a bed, tucking in his shirt, getting ready for the interview when Borat, a.k.a. Sacha Baron Cohen, comes running in, dressed in an outlandish outfit, screaming that the reporter is his daughter and she's only 15. There's no indication prior to that point that the reporter is underage. The actress who plays her is 24. Rudy wound up calling the cops on them. He tweeted, "At no time before, during, or after the interview was I ever inappropriate. If Sacha Baron Cohen implies otherwise, he is a stone-cold liar." Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.